the reason the Southwest is likely to be a loser in climate change is because it will become more arid. And it will become more arid even if precipitation stays at current levels. That's because in the hotter future, more heat means more evaporation. And so as things heat up, there's going to be less moisture available for people to use, for plants and animals to use, even if precipitation stays steady.
You paint a pretty dark picture for the future of the Southwest. Can you describe what northern Arizona might look like in the future?
Well, I think one thing we can probably count on is that by mid-century, there will be a lot less forest on mountains like the San Francisco Peaks. And there will be fairly chronic and continuous water shortage in many communities throughout the region. We'll see more fires, more insect outbreaks, and more direct tree mortality caused just by heat.
What effect will higher temperatures, less precipitation, more fires have on the people who live in northern Arizona?
Well, I'm sure some people will become very discouraged and some people will dig in deeper. It's going to be a rough ride. We're going to have to get used to living with less water. And we're going to have to be ready to adjust emotionally. And there will be heartbreak ahead as we see familiar and much-loved landscapes change profoundly.
You talk about social problems in your book, too, both in ancient civilizations that have collapsed and in other parts of the world where scarcity is already a reality. I wonder if you can talk about what social problems could arise in the Southwest because of climate change.
Well, I think drought tends to cause movement along the fault lines that exist in any society. Certainly the biggest fault line in the society of the Southwest is the international border where we're building walls today. So I think we're going to see probably strained relations in lots of different dimensions as the difficulties of climate change become more and more palpable. That certainly was the case hundreds of years ago when Chaco Canyon and Mesa Verde went through their respective droughts. So if the past is prologue to the future, we can expect that kind of social strain again.
What should we be doing to prevent this, or can it be prevented?
Well, there's an awful lot of change already in the climate system. But as a society, we need to rally urgently to take action to limit greenhouse gases. But we also need to take measures to adapt to the changes that are already in the climate systems and that are going to come our way, even if we do all the right things tomorrow, even if we stop all greenhouse gas emissions tomorrow, the climate will still continue heating for at least another generation. So there's a lot we need to do in adaptation to become more drought resilient, to become more fire resilient, to become stronger communities ready for the kinds of stresses that are bound to come our way.